commentator Gretel Ehrlich knows a thing or two about horses. She's the author of The Solace of Open Spaces. She's been writing and writing about riding for decades.
Once I had a small cattle ranch in the mountains of northern Wyoming. In the spring, my friend Mike Kinkley, her son Mart, and I rode colts every afternoon. We'd ride out of the corrals three abreast at a hard trot into undulating mountain foothills full of cattle. Sometimes the colt would buck, sometimes run, sometimes just crow-hop and shy. We did everything we could to stay on, to give the colt and ourselves confidence. We knew we were just getting by with these horses, that we could get hurt, and sometimes we did. Every ride was a scare. Which is why, when a craggy old cowboy named Ray Hunt came to town, I began taking my young horses to him. Ray taught me to work with a horse's mind. I began by getting on a colt with no halter or bridle, just a saddle. No way to force my will on the horse, to control his movements. No demands to stop and turn and back and jump and dance sideways. Requests that the horse was too young to understand. What's required when working with a young horse is self-discipline. Ray always says, to understand the horse, you'll have to work on yourself. I feel where the colt's hard spots are. Maybe he's tighter turning to the left than to the right. Then I find it's because I'm that way, and he's tuning into my fears. So I loosen up, and that loosens him. One day we started out at the slowest walk possible, moving into the slowest trot, moving into a faster one, with the great power and agility of the horse's body rippling down his spine. His shoulders and hips relaxed, his ears were forward, his neck was soft, the reins were completely loose. I could feel how each leg pumped up and down. His legs were my legs. Suddenly, we were floating. Ray's back was to me, but he sensed what had happened. "That's right," he said, then turned slowly around and flashed a big smile. 35 years of Buddhist practice, and here I was learning the basics all over again, that the horse is a mirror, that he reflects in his body and movements my state of mind. He wanted to please me, but not slavishly. I had to go halfway and meet him there. He was reminding me about what Buddhists call bodhicitta, open-heartedness, to see and listen what's going on in his mind instead of my own. What my colt was patiently trying to teach me, and boy am I hard-headed, is that once I started turning loose, once I started giving, leaving a gap, a space in which the horse could come forward to me, I got so much back. I stopped trying to kidnap him in the corral, stopped conning him into stepping into a horse trailer, stopped throwing my saddle on his back so hard he jumped sideways. To get my colt's respect, I had to give him respect. By dropping my reins when he got scared and redirecting the life in his body, harmony erupted, spilling all over the place.
Commentator Gretel Ehrlich's most recent book is The Future of Ice, A Journey into Cold. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.